This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 301 for Thursday, March 9th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Thursday morning, seeing a continuation of the downtrend of the past week. Canola down $5 to $7, the May contract down $6.90 at $801.20 per ton. Chart-based speculative selling was a feature as that contract nears the psychological $800 mark. Losses in European rapeseed futures also weighed on prices, although Chicago soy oil is still holding above unchanged, while Malaysian palm oil was up overnight. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all mixed with the bias turning lower. Soybeans had moved up overnight, but were drifting below unchanged as the day progressed. The May contract down a penny at $15.16 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included net reductions of 23,000 tons of old crop business, as any fresh sales were more than offset by cancellations of previous business. New crop sales came in at 172,000 tons, and the USDA did announce additional flash sales this morning of 184,000 tons to unknown destinations. Yesterday, the USDA lowered its forecast for Argentina's soybean crop to only 33 million tons. That would be down by 8 million from an earlier estimate. Many traders expect to see further downward revisions in future reports due to the drought conditions in the South American country. Corn, it is moving lower, down 8 cents in the May contract at $6.17 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.4 million tons did come in at the higher end of trade expectations, with an additional 113,000 tons of new crop sales reported. Argentina's corn crop was pegged at 40 million tons yesterday. That's a 7 million ton drop from the USDA's earlier estimate. Wheat futures are also lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the May contract at $8.32 per bushel. Kansas City down 14 cents in May at $7.86 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 13 cents in the May contract at $6.74 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were in line with expectations, with about 400,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. Yesterday's numbers from the USDA included only minor revisions to the wheat balance sheets. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, March 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.